Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply.
What's up and welcome back to another Kind of Funny MCU in Review. That's right. This is the show where we rank, review, and recap every entry in Marvel Studios' Marvel Cinematic Universe. Of course, I'm Tim Geddes and I'm joined by Portillo head to toe, the producer slash seducer, Nick Scarpino.
As you know, I'm the biggest Portillo fan in this entire office, so it makes sense that Joey has decked me out head to toe. I'd show you my pants right now, but I'm pouring a cup of coffee for myself. Just rest assured, Tim, I'm all in on Portillo, on the Portillo train. Choo-choo.
And how does that make you feel, Big Daddy Greg Miller?
It makes me feel pretty upset, if I'm being honest. I suffered through 16 years of this dog shit. I can't get any of this merch. Nick's wearing it all.
He's looking damn good, too.
Jen, remember the dog we had that we loved to death, and then he's dead now? We don't get any of the merch. You actually have a shirt. You have a special one-of-a-kind shirt. Benjamin, you and I get none of the merch. How's that feel? Why are you dressed like a sailor?
What do you got, Nick?
Is it Jen or Benjamin? Which one's
Benjamin.
Sorry, I was confused.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can bring it in. Like, just keep coming, keep coming. Yeah, see?
There you go.
What's this lollipop kid doing? You know what I mean? What boat did he just fall off of?
You know, Miller, why can't you just let a Miller be cute for once? You know what I mean? Why do you always have to be disruptive?
I'm Nick, everybody. Gonna wear Portillo sunglasses in a second.
Do we have those?
Of course, this is Kind of Funny's In Review, where each and every week we get together to rank, review, and recap different movie franchises. Sometimes we do rewatches like we just did for The Incredible Hulk just a couple days ago, leading into She-Hulk that starts next week. Now for that, we will be doing the Kind of Funny screencast breakdowns every day after She-Hulk goes live. That's just a more fun, casual conversation. But at the end of the season, we'll return to In Review to rank it, review it against all of the other projects in the Marvel Studios lineup. This is a different one, though. Today we're doing I Am Groot. It is one of the first kind of collection of shorts that Marvel Studios has produced under their animation vertical. The first project since What If to kind of see the light of day. They're going to be doing a whole bunch more of this. So this is going to be a different situation where we're not actually going to rank this against everything else. It's going to be more like when we did the Marvel Studios one-offs a couple months ago, where we just kind of talked through them and if we liked them or not, and that whole thing, right? You can get this on youtube.com/kindoffunny or roosterteeth.com. If you want to get it as a podcast, just search your favorite podcast service for Kind of Funny In Review, and we'll be right there for you. If you want to get the show ad-free and watch live as we record it, though, you got to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, just like our Patreon producers, Molecule and Fargo Brady, have done. Today, we are brought to you by Chime and MeUndies, but we'll have to get to that later. I want to get right into it. I Am Groot, released on August 10th, 2022. The first five episodes as part of Phase 4 of the MCU. An additional five shorts are in development. So we know within the next year, we're going to be getting five more of these little guys. The runtime, each one was between 3 and 4 minutes, totaling under 20 minutes. A nice little in and out for this one. Written and directed by Kirsten Lepore, an American animator best known for her stop-motion short films like Sweet Dreams, Bottle, and Move Mountain. They won a whole bunch of awards and got her a bunch of opportunities, including the critically acclaimed episode of Adventure Time called Bad Jubies, which I don't think any of us are Adventure Time people, but definitely heard of that a lot.
For the record, I did play the Adventure Time content in LEGO Dimensions, so I am kind of an expert then. Like, you know, Land of the Blind, the One-Eyed King, you know, kind of thing. That's what we got going on right now.
The Grand Jubilator, Greg Miller. That's what they call it.
Was that the purple cloud thing? I remember that.
I have no idea.
For argument's sake, it was. And it was fun to have that figure in LEGO Dimensions till I gave it away to a friend's kids.
I'll tell you what, the one Adventure Time fan right now listening to this is just PO'd.
Nick, I fucking laid out anime fans the other day on Games Daily. It was awesome. Oh, you would have loved it if you got any of the references I was making.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. She did the Adventure Time episode Bad Jubies, and then most recently was the animation director on Marcel the Shell with Shoes On, which is critically acclaimed right now. It's a movie that I think is still in theaters, and it's winning a ton of awards at a ton of the film festival-y type things because it is a delightful little time, or so it seems. I just saw the trailer and I was like, wow, this It has the Paddington vibes, Greg.
Gotcha. I saw that the other day. I saw Paddington 2 the other day.
Yeah, yeah. Some voice cameos here. Not even cameos, just full-on performances. Vin Diesel returning as Groot, baby Groot himself. Get a fun little Bradley Cooper. Didn't expect that. That was a lot of fun. But then a couple others you might not know, including the voice of the enemy group that had a little dance off. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That was Trevor, who is the voice of Rocket Raccoon in the Disney XD cartoons, Guardian of the Galaxy. So that's fun keeping it in the family. And then James Gunn himself was the voice of the watch, the Groot wore on his head. Little smartwatch. So yeah, fun keeping it in the family. The music was done by Danielle Lupi, an Emmy nominated film and television composer who has worked with the likes of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Gnarls Barkley, and John Legend. They want to go for that fun, strange electronic sound, and they had fun with that too. So that's all of that. Nick Scarpino, I want to start with you. What did you think of I Am Groot?
I enjoyed these. You brought up the music. I think that was the first thing that I thought was an interesting and fun and unique choice. It really set the tone and the vibe. They're endearing. They're a little twisted. Groot is kind of messed up, as I guess you would expect from a James Gunn character. And yeah, I mean, there's not much to say. There's not a ton of meat on the bones of these. It was an interesting 20-minute long watch. I'm curious if they could have done something else with those resources that was a little bit more meaningful to the overarching MCU cinematic universe. But all told, they're very creative. They're very well animated. I thought the acting was really good. I especially like the last episode with Bradley Cooper coming back as Rocket, where he has that banger of a line where he says, "How is it possible that the walls are both wet and on fire at the same time?" Stuff like that just gave me massive Guardians vibes, and it makes me just super excited for, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, which I assume is part of the reason why these things are being made.
And even before that, Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special that's happen in December. So that's exciting. Greg Miller, what'd you think?
Yeah. For me, I think it comes down to presentation. I feel like if these were to have aired, if we went to see Thor Love and Thunder and they dropped one of these beforehand, maybe I would have enjoyed it more. Dropping in to watch them, I mean, Groot's cute. The situations are cute enough, but like, I was checking my watch. I was like, all right, I don't care that much about this. And it was like, oh man, I'd rather be doing something else with these 20 minutes than watching these. But that's not to say they're bad or anything like that. It's just like, it's a weird, here's five non sequiturs and it's Groot being little baby Groot. All right. Like, if we weren't doing the show, I don't think I'd ever be like, you know what, Jen? Let's watch these five short. I mean, maybe if we were, again, turning on Disney Plus and we were going to go watch Coco. That's a movie on there, right? We're like, you know, before we watch Coco, let's watch a little baby Groot thing. You know what I mean? Before we watch Lilo and Stitch, that's on there, right? Let's watch one of them. Maybe I would do that. I don't know. But it was just like one of those, all right. I mean, I don't know. I feel weird talking shit about them because it was totally, I didn't have to watch them. But I didn't get anything out of watching them. When Jen's like, oh, well, she'll never know about this because it's just not being marketed well. But it was just like, there's some Groot stuff out of it. Like, don't worry about it. It's not worth our time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I enjoy these a lot. I feel like I'm with you guys in the sense of like, yeah, they are definitely just kind of diversion, distraction, not so much a main course in any way, shape, or form. But I've watched all of the Disney Plus kind of shorts they've done for the different series, like the Toy Story 4 one with Forky and the Doug Tales from Up and things like that. And I think that these are the best so far that they've done. And I think it's because they had a singular creator kind of writing and directing all of them and just having fun in the play box that is the Guardians universe. And I was shocked that they had as many even cameos and references as they did in these. Like I didn't expect to see Rocket. And like, that was like a fun moment. I think they got better over time too. The first one, I think it was my least favorite of them all, but I think all of them had enough enjoyable things that like, and they also went by fast enough that I didn't even have time to check my watch. Love the Marvel Studios intro stuff. I'm always a sucker for the unique ones. And I was wondering how they were going to handle it with this, knowing how short they were. But I thought that was like a fun little thing for them to do. I think my biggest gripe about this is the way that they're presented on Disney Plus. Like it should just be like a series that you go through, like having to find these all because they're all individual episodes that they put on the timeline. I'm like, this is a disaster. And it really clouds up the, murkies up the presentation of it all, which at this point of the MCU, it's like, they need to have that shit dialed in and buttoned up because it's going to get very confusing if people log in and are like, this is insane. Where if you look at it, they're not even in sequential order. They're like all over the place based on where they are, the timeline of happening right after Guardians 1 or happening during Guardians 2 or what have you. But I thought every episode had at least one thing that made me like chuckle and made me like kind of smile. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the last episode was definitely my favorite of them so far. I got a couple fun little tidbits, cameos, and like references and shit I want to get into. Shout out to Eric Voss from New Rockstars, who did a breakdown of this like he always does, and some cool things. But we'll get into that in just a second before we get into the plot of this. Because, oh yeah, we're doing the plot, baby. Let me tell you about our sponsors.
No one. And The Rock means no one likes waiting on a paycheck. Especially, ladies and gentlemen, when you've got bills due. Good thing there's now Chime. Now you can get your paycheck up to 2 days early with direct deposit. That's up to 2 more days to save, pay bills, and generally just feel good about your money situation. Waiting for your money, never good. Getting your money in advance, great. Who wouldn't want that? Chime is more than about just getting paid early. It's also an award-winning mobile app, checking account, debit card, and optional savings account. So what are you waiting for? Hopefully not your paycheck. Get started with Chime today. Applying for a free account takes less than 2 minutes. Get started at chime.com/KFGames. That's chime.com/KFGames. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Early access to direct deposit funds depends on the payer. Where'd the sunglasses go? Chime.com/KFGames. That's chime.com/KFGames. Have you heard about the legendary underwear brand that's taken the podcast world by storm? Famous for their buttery soft undies and bralettes, MeUndies loves podcasts just as much as you do. It's like they're made for you, and you're made for them. You're made for each other. Now, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you know I love my MeUndies because they're the most comfortable underwear I've ever had, and because they have great patterns. As the king of Halloween, my candy corn pair never fails to make me smile. Everyone knows MeUndies for their super soft undies and comfy bralettes, but did you know they also make other stuff? We're talking about durable, cushy socks that will make your feet sing. They even make hoodies for your dog so you can match every important person in your life. Available in sizes XS to 4XL and tons of colors and prints, MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners. Any first-time purchasers can get 20% off plus free shipping and returns. To get 20% off your first order, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/kindoffunny. That's MeUndies.com/kindoffunny.
And now we're back. Nick, can you give me a plot song because Andy's gone?
Oh. Plot.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the plot for I Am Groot, or whatever they fucking call this thing. The Groot shorts for Grooty Groots. You know, that's what they shoot. The Groot shoots. We'll start with Groot
shoot.
We're going to get to it. Groot's first steps, ladies and gentlemen. It's tree on tree crime. We find a little Groot right after the end of Guardians 1, right before Guardians 2. He's in his little planter, and there's a bunch of robot machines taking care of him, taking good care of him as he hangs out on the Milano. And then, you know, he gets a little bit bigger, but then guess what? He eats too much and breaks his pot, and then they all hate him. And so they bring in a new bonsai tree, and then he's jealous of the bonsai tree, so he starts fighting that tree, but that tree fights back, even though it doesn't really, but he's just a baby Groot. He's kind of dumb. And then he knocks both himself and the bonsai tree over, and they smash open their thing, and then baby Groot's got legs. He finds out, and he uses them, and he moves them around, and then him and the bonsai tree are friends now, and he puts a towel around the bonsai tree. That was Groot's first steps, everybody.
Gotta love it. I love the implication that the little skinny tree Groot like just had too many cheese puffs and then turns into the little chunker that we get. That's baby Groot. Of like, I like that. I also like these shorts, and I think a reason why I like them a little bit more than the other ones we've previously gotten across the different Disney things like Baymax and stuff is that Groot is just kind of like a dark little deranged guy. And I like that they kind of like lean into that. We saw a little bit of it in Guardians 2 specifically of like him going and stealing all the bits for Rocket. But I like that they lean into that a little bit more here and just kind of let him just yell a lot. And like him fighting the tree, I thought was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
The next one I watched was the little guy. I don't know if this is the right order or not. I don't care. You know what happens, everybody? Groot's hanging out on a little fucking planet, and then he's like, you know what? I'm gonna. 7 minutes later, doesn't matter. He builds a little fucking little treehouse. Like, this is great. And then this dude shows up straight out of all the hentai you perverts watch, and he's got a tongue just going crazy. And Groot's like, get out of here, get out of here. He's much bigger. And then Groot falls out of the thing, and the guy takes over the thing. And he's like, this sucks. But then he moves a rock and finds all these little ant people down there, and they're ant people, and he's big to them. So it's a role reversal, ladies and gentlemen. They took the Uno card, and it's a reversal, everybody. Flip it and reverse it, as Mr. Ailey would say. Mm-hmm. And so he's there, and then you know what? He immediately just starts fucking the place up by accident, on purpose a little bit. And then these guys get all mad at him, and they start, like, throwing rocks at him, little small rocks. It's like that episode of The Simpsons where Lisa's tooth gets put – or maybe, you know, Lisa's tooth gets put into the thing of cola, and she's going to experiment, and then she gets big. And they're small inside, and they suck her, and then she's big in the part. It was Treehouse War. And then they're all doing it, and it's like, this, you can't hurt me, you're primitive ant people. And they're like, the fuck we can't, we got lasers. And he's like, those kind of hurt. And then they got flying lasers. He's like, that really hurts. So then he goes down to the fetal position, and then he sharts and he shits out that little leaf that we argued about in the rewind theater. And the thing, it lands there, and he's like, what? And all the guys are like, what? And they'll start eating it, and there's this little old lady ant man, and she takes all the, she's, and they're all having a great time down there. And Groot's like, I could be a hero to these people, I just need to go get them more leaves. And so he runs over and gets some leaves, and then he runs back all excitedly, and we stop and we look down. And he shut us on in the entire planet. Yeah, we killed everybody, right? And he just runs away. And then it's like, oh no. And then they all come out and they're still alive because they're ant people and whatever. And that everybody is the little guy. Groot shoots little guy.
I was very, very surprised that they went the genocide route. And then I was like, okay. Then pop it up at the end and be like, oh, we're okay. I was like, that seems more like the Disney Plus that I expected. Because that was like a real, like, oh wow, that's the punchline of this is... You killed these people.
Yeah. They're killing a lot of people in these shorts. For 3 minutes, there's a lot of lives lost in this 15 minutes worth of content. And, you know, yeah, I'm behind it.
Mm-hmm. Nick,
absolutely.
Don't get me wrong. Fictional world, everybody. Calm down.
Yeah.
You put me in a shopping mall and you lock the doors, I'll take a lot of people in 3 minutes. Don't worry about it.
You will. All right? I know you will, buddy.
That's the grab we're talking right there, Stogie.
I'll be your man on the computer, or as they say, I'll be your net.
Stogie. No, Stogie. I need to know where to go. Stogie.
You're like, does that mean the Wetzel's Pretzels, or where are they?
The next one I watched, ladies and gentlemen.
Real quick, talking about the last one. I liked the cut of the 37 minutes later, and he was screaming, and then it cut back to him.
Yeah,
still screaming. I thought well written for what they are. Just like,
I'm with you that like the first steps I did not like that much. It was like the weakest, I thought. Little guy, I did enjoy here. I thought it was funny, you know, and it was over really quick. It was really short. And it's the same for Groot's Pursuit, which is the next one here, where this one, Groot wakes up in some adorable pajamas. And is this on the Ravager ship or the Guardian ship?
This seems to be the Ravager ship.
I thought so.
I was making sure. I was reading that. Never mind. Go ahead.
Nick, look at the fucking camera and don't worry about what you're reading over there. Don't, you all right? The only thing you should be reading is the fucking Bible, right? Psalms 47, verse 12, all right? Go check it out. Learn something.
Check that out real quick.
Anyways, though, he's in cute pajamas and he hears a noise and he comes out and he finds a broken vial and some discharge on the ground. And he's like, okay. And he starts investigating. And he goes in the bathroom and there's nothing in the bathroom. Is this where he put the watch on his head? Is this the one with the watch on the head?
Yes, I think so. Yes, yeah,
he put the watch on his. James Gunn's there, and he's like an iPhone or iWatch. Goes in there, and he's like, you know what? While I'm here, I might as well use the bathroom. Starts using the bathroom. They've got like a little picture book, and there's Thanos on the outside.
The picture book, it's MCU version of Everybody Poops.
Nice.
And then you see Thanos. You see the bird thing from the last episode, and one of the fruits that Nebula eats in Guardians 2, and a bunch of things. The letters are, it's Kree, and it translates to dumps happen.
That's funny.
He comes out though, and he keeps following the trail and the noises and whatever. And then eventually he turns around, and guess what? The water goes between his legs, and then it forms into another Groot. It's him. And he goes, I am Groot. And he goes, I am Groot. I am Groot. And then they start looking like they're all mad. They're going to fight. And then they start dancing. You're like, that's weird. But then they start dancing together. And they're having a whole dance off thing. And I was like, all right, this is cool. I'm into this one. This one I'm having a lot of fun with. They're having fun. They're being danceable. Blah, blah. And then
music.
And there's good music, yeah. And then the water Groot turns into a big old fat like monster Groot, or not Groot, just monster. And it's not even a monster; it's an alien. I'm sorry, I'm fucking.
Show some respect.
I was gonna say what it's not race, but it's, I'm a species there, right? I just assume that this thing looks big like a ghost, and I you know, I'm assuming that, you know, me and the proton pack. I see something that looks like a Scolari brother. I gotta bust it. Doesn't matter. Yeah. That's a Ghostbusters 2 reference. If you don't remember, the Scolari brothers were tried for murder. Gave him the chair. You know what I mean?
No, I know.
Tim, whenever you want to grow a pair, yeah. We're sitting here, we, you know, Rahul comes in, we suck his thumb and tell him he's so great for reciting the prequels. Let me fucking do a Ghostbusters 2 recital. All right.
What's funny is, Tim, I thought he was going to give you shit for never doing Ghostbusters in review, but we did do Ghostbusters.
Yeah, we did.
So we had to find something else for him.
He said the names, and I knew those names. I remembered that scene.
What I'd rather give shit for is going to be to Tim, and then we'll go to Joven, but give it to Tim for not putting Casper in Ghostbusters in review because of the Dan Aykroyd / Ray Stantz cameo. And then I'll really give the Jovenshire a bunch of fucking shit for calling Dan Aykroyd's appearance in Casper a knockoff Walmart Ghostbuster until Tim Geddes popped up. Like, you realize that is Dan Aykroyd in a Ghostbuster suit. Fuck you, Joven. I'm sorry. Nick Scarpino from kindoffunny.com. I'm having a lot of coffee today. We're doing great.
Yeah, I want to throw this out there, Greg, because I watched a movie a couple nights ago that I think we really should have included.
Swear to fucking Christ, if you say The Heat,
not The Heat, although The Heat is a great movie also, and as we established yesterday, Heat, also a great movie. Totally different
have films, you read the
totally
book
different
yet?
Vibes. Of The Heat, starring Melissa
the
McCarthy.
Heat two, no, book, the Heat. No, The Heat 2. Heat 2 heat by two. Michael Mann.
Have you read the book. As you know, I don't read. If it's worth it, it'll be made into a motion picture.
Great point.
Motion picture that'll probably be released on Hulu. I watched a movie called Evolution. That's a movie that that's near and dear to my heart. It's a guilty pleasure movie. It's not great, but it's not bad. And I didn't realize that it was Ivan Reitman. I didn't realize that it was a spiritual successor and a movie that was supposed to actually move sort of like the Ghostbusters vibe forward. And it's pretty much Ghostbusters. So another Ghostbusters movie comes out, we should throw Evolution in there because it's the exact same movie. Apparently, he was like, I want it to be Ghostbusters, but with an alien species and like an alien invasion instead of ghosts.
Sure. So I was like, what is going on in your room, Tim? It's very distracting.
He's being attacked by bees.
It's very hot here. And so there's like a lot of change in the local wildlife. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know. There's a fucking fly. It just won't leave me alone.
A lot of change in the local wildlife.
Anyway, the big old thing gets big old big. And it tells him he's getting the dance wrong or whatever. And so then they start doing the dance again. And then our Groot, the good Groot, tricks him into getting dance into the airlock, closes the airlock, blows him out to space. And then he goes, I am Groot. And I was like, this is another good one.
Just a note here. A lot of people have been questioning for a while. Is baby Groot the son of Groot, or is it just Groot?
Not Groot. Like, we knew that. Groot.
And James Gunn, like for the upteenth time, but now that this is like in circulation again because of this show, he's like, this is a different Groot. This is Groot's son, if anything.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's a clone of Groot.
Yeah, I would think it's
memories,
clone,
different
right?
experiences, whatever. You know,
same DNA,
but not the same person.
Groot's not the OG.
Death has to mean something, as Kevin always says.
Exactly.
No, that's what James Gunn always says. Kevin never says that.
Keep going, Greg.
I want to. Well, no, you know, we're having a lot of fun here, and we're letting. This is an episode where we get to breathe for a change, and I don't mean. I don't. I was gonna say it. You know, you beat me to it.
I'll say it, man.
You know what I mean?
Say it. I'll say
it. If there's one thing I'm sick of, it's having the Hispanic heartthrob, Latino heat, anchor around my fucking neck.
Yeah.
Where I try to get going, and I see him look at his watch and go, I gotta hit the b-ball courts. I gotta get to the b-ball courts. You know what I mean? This kid's gobbling up b-ball courts all over San Francisco. I'm not allowed to talk. Anyways, fuck Andy. Where I wanted to go with this was Cameron Kennedy, the chat said. Sounds like the grabbler is just gonna murder, not so much grabbling, when he's talking about the mall thing.
Yeah.
Cameron, I love you. Yeah. We collaborate with you all the time, I don't like you coming in thinking you understand how the grabbler is going to murder these people in the mall if he has to in a 3-minute challenge issued by Stogie. All right? Because there would be a lot of grabbing. And then, Nick, where am I going with it? What am I doing? I jump off the balcony. You know what I mean? But I bungee corded my legs to it, like at the end of Aerosmith's Crazy video where Alicia Silverstone flicks him off at the end. Remember?
Yeah.
You remember
but
this?
You did. I remember that 100%. But you did.
I might be wrong. It might not have been Crazy. It might have been the second video. Chat, remember? Because there was one she did with Liv Tyler. And then they looked like they were skinny dipping with the one. They seduced the one farm guy and then stole his tractor. You remember this?
I think you're thinking Crazy because that was one where she's like on the run. It's like Thumb on the Louise.
That's one where Alicia Silverstone jumps off the sun.
I think so. Hold on.
I expect a cut from someone on Twitter of all this where we talked about it and what's going on. Because there are different videos. One is just Alicia Silverstone. The other is Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler.
It's from Crying. Excuse me, not Crazy is the name.
Okay, so Crazy is the one I'm thinking of. Yeah, where it's the duo.
Let's see here. I'm checking.
Was the next episode I watched? Greg?
Huh?
Was there a music video where he was getting a blowjob during the video?
Who?
Aerosmith.
probably.
Mr. Aerosmith, Mr. Smith,
Steven Tyler.
Oh, was Steven Tyler getting a, like, you're saying he was getting a blowjob in real life?
Part of the video, like, and you, it's not like, you never fully see it, but someone was down there doing things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think you're thinking of Love in an Elevator.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, so crying at the, it starts with her on the bridge and then jumps off. She has a little quarter.
All right, and then Crazy is Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler. I'm going to ask you for the 19th time.
Look at that.
And I'd like you to do the full assignment. You know what I mean? You're answering questions 1 through 5 and leaving 5 through 10 blank and going, you know what? It's an A. Don't grade it. That's a Wonder Years reference, if you all remember.
Damn.
Remember when Kevin turned it in, you have to grade it. It's an F. And then his teacher died or some shit, and then he turns it in, you have to grade it. It's an A.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you're right. This is Crazy is the one with Alicia Silverstone and Liv Tyler. And
thank you. You can shut up now. You can shut up now. And then, Tim, what I'm going to ask you is, did you watch the video while we were talking about Love in an Elevator? Because I think that's probably where he gets the blowjob you're talking about.
Unfortunately, I just typed in Aerosmith blowjob instead of listening to you. So I did not get what I was looking for, but I'm not going to do that. Love in an Elevator.
Yeah.
Living it up while we're going down.
God, Aerosmith, you know?
Wow, dude.
And the Aerosmith, like, you want to talk about a band that just, like, doesn't they exist out of time. I remember when they were in the 90s listening to them, be like, these guys are awesome. And my parents be like, they classic were awesome rock in the 80s and the 70s. And like,
they had a very long career.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
are they still making music? I assume they're still going.
Yeah. From what I know, Aerosmith gave us two incredible things that we have to be thankful for. And I would like everyone to bow their heads in prayer right now. To, dear Kenny Loggins, and Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Danger Zone. Dear Kenny Loggins, thank you so much for Aerosmith. They gave us two things, decades and decades of great music, and Liv Tyler. That is all. Thank you very much. Amen.
Oh my God. Did we even talk about this? Nick, I haven't caught up to you in so long. You know what
Let's do this.
Back to the human pile of shit that is Andy Cortez, all right? We asked him the most
Chat from Weird Science.
Chat be cool. Don't tell him I said it. We asked him the most basic Lord of the Rings question on Gamescast. He couldn't get it right. What is Liv Tyler's character's name in Lord of the Rings, your favorite movie of all time? And he's all like, I gotta play b-ball. I gotta play b-ball.
I'm stuck in b-ball mode. I can't go back over to Lord of the Rings mode. I got two modes.
Andy, I'm off for 2 weeks next week and the week after. So you can come get me and I'll take it, whatever
gonna,
I gotta
He's
take.
Gonna.
The next one, ladies and gentlemen, was called Groot Takes a Bath. All right. And this was my least favorite. This is the bottom of the barrel for me, So Groot takes a bath, and he makes it all fancy, and he puts some bath salts in there, and there's a, you know, he takes them and they eat somebody. I'm just kidding. He's not that kind of bath salt. But there's a little creature up in the tree. There's like a purple squirrel or whatever, and it's getting annoyed. It keeps getting woken up and shit. And so then Groot gets out of the water, and he grows chia pet hair. And he's like, wah! And then he starts getting into it, but then it falls off. And so then he keeps coming back and forth with different outfits and different chia pet hair and all this different stuff. But it keeps falling, keeps falling, keeps falling. And then the bird finally laughs at him. And then he's like, I know what I'll do. And he fucking, not skins it. What do you call this?
Shaves it,
I guess. Shaves it, I guess. Yeah, he takes a straight razor to this fucking thing and gets all the hair off it and gets a nice scarf. And then he walks back to the ship that way. And we cut back to this poor little creature in the woods. You know, all cold. But
you think about it, though. In order for the hair to kind of stay in its form, some skin has to come with it.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So that's the scary thing about this new version of Groot is that he might be the ultimate bad guy of the MCU by phase 6.
You're so right. Yeah. A lot of ruthless aggression going on.
Crazy.
Nah,
that thing didn't need it. Didn't deserve that.
Nope.
What'd you guys think of this episode? This short.
It was cute, and as a man who's losing his hair, it's like, cool, if there's some mud that can get my hair back for a couple seconds, that'd be super dope.
Sure.
Fun, but definitely disposable, this one.
Yeah, this one, fun, but disposable.
Okay. And the final one is the magnum opus of the Groot shoots. This is, you know, it's like a musical one. They're like, it's got a great, this one felt pulled from Guardians, right? Because there's a great musical track behind it. Our little baby Groot friend is running all over the ship, getting different things. Drax is taking a shower. He gets in there, takes his soap, and he gets a bunch of other shit and like duct tape and yada, yada, yada. And he's working on something on the back of an ALF comic book page, which is very funny, from Star-Lord's backpack. Of course, kids, if you don't remember, ALF was an alien life form, had a very popular show that ended very awkwardly. They just canceled it. And when he gets captured by the FBI. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You can continue when you're done.
And of course, he shows up at the Game Awards eventually later on. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely canon. But speaking of the canon there. Yeah. So the ALF comic book was in the backpack, which is the same backpack we saw Peter Quill get taken in Guardians 1. And it's like time accurate. That was a real ALF Marvel comic that exists in real life that like would have been the right time for when he was taken. And what was fun as well is on the back of it, like the, you know, there's always advertisements for shit. If you look, it's an advertisement for Pingo Dolce, which is the soda from the Hulk. that we just watched.
Oh, that's cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, so, cool. I like stuff. That a lot. I like that a lot. So anyways, though, then he like blows shit up and whatever, and everything starts breaking in crazy or whatever. It's crazy town in there, and there's a fire and there's water and everything else. There's a giant hole. He knows that's bad because he's Groot, and he gets a piece of duct tape and just goes across it and then tries to do it again. And then who is it? Rocket Raccoon comes in, ladies and gentlemen. We already saw Drax. I'm like, yeah, of course you want to get Batista's voice. You know what I mean? No, Batista. But we can get Bradley Cooper. And Bradley Cooper's there as Rocket Raccoon, and they have a little exchange. And he's like, why would you do this? Blah, blah, blah. And then he puts on his, I like when he put on his dad glasses.
He did the great thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But guess what he was working on? He was wearing a little collage. And I really, like, we knew, or at least I think we all knew, I knew, that he was doing, like, kid drawing stuff, and I saw him, you see him making the glitter, you know what he's working on. They did a great animated bit there where when he's laying on his belly working on it, he did like this and he was like working, and I was like, oh man, like, yeah, I so remember being a kid and drawing something and resting your hand on your, you know, forearm and doing it. I thought that was real good. Long before these forearms got buff doing this, you know what I mean, Nick? Anyways,
cows.
Yeah, exactly. And so then, it's great and it's cute. And then Rocket's like, this is really sweet. It's going out, we'll put it in frame, put it on the fridge. And he's like, wait, is this my tail hair? And then he gets sucked into the hole because the whole thing's fucked up. And then Groot gets him out. And then he's like, are you kidding me? And then, like, we get a cut outside of the shit floating in space because it got sucked outside into space.
I loved this one. I thought this was great. Yeah, I thought it was cute. Such a good. The property had like the fun little moments and stuff, and again, nothing that's like MCU life changing, but it's like just good use of what we know and love, including Bradley Cooper as Rocket. I always love Rocket, so getting more of him is great. And yeah, the adorable little picture with the little hair and stuff, I thought that they did a great job with it all. These remind me a lot of, like, Greg, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about, when you're reading comics and like every once in a while there'll be like the 3 to 4 page little end cap at the end of things, right?
Like, they'll tease you something else. Yeah,
just like a fun little like non sequitur thing. Like, these remind me of that. And this episode in particular really felt like
this was the best one. Yeah.
Yeah. Reading a Guardians comic. And so that was a lot of fun.
Nick, I definitely want more of your thoughts on Groot shoots magnum opus here. But what we need to delve into is happening in the live chat. Madog Nick 96 from Massachusetts says, my sister's nickname was Alf when we were younger.
Yep. That's an interesting nickname for a sister. I don't know that's something that I'd want to be called personally. Alf, not.
Who gave her this nickname, Dog? Oof,
guarantee Nick 96? It was Nick. It was definitely my dog, Nick 96.
No way. I think that sounds like it. That it's either going to be an endearing story where she loved Alf, or that is like what the kids at school called her. You know what I mean?
Maybe
in a not fun
had,
way.
Yeah,
because I of course like was Bugs.
Honeyweed hair. Yeah,
Bugs was my nickname growing up, right? No, and then the mean kids at school called me Mole. That's true story, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on, I'm dying.
I want to dive straight into that one, Tim, but I know you don't, so we're just
I would love
to. Oh, what a surprise. Tim doesn't want to do the good content like the before trilogy. I understand.
Fair enough. I remember in high school one time, we were doing one of those weird assembly things where everyone's like in the assembly room, the whatever you call that shit.
Home assembly.
And so yeah, we were doing some shit and Alfredo was on stage and he fucked something up. I don't remember what it was. It was so small, but from the crowd, someone yelled, good job, Alf. And then everyone fucking died. Cause how have we lived our whole lives knowing Alfredo and never thinking to call him Alf? You know what I'm talking about?
Just a miss, man. Right. Hiding in plain sight. That one was.
Nick, what I need you to know is over on the grassy knoll, Nick 96 has come out of nowhere to say it was our aunt. Alf is my sister's initials.
Oh, that makes more sense. That's pretty cool then. If your initials are Alf, that's pretty awesome.
And also in the chat, apparently I wheeze laughed through. I said mole. Sorry.
Yeah, not bowl. People were asking if it was bowl.
I did. You remember? I did carry a bowl for a long time. I'm afraid I was going to throw up, but that was a different story.
You also had a bowl cut for a while, if memory.
I did not have a bowl cut.
Every single picture I've ever seen of you as a child.
That is not accurate.
It is very much. You had the haircut.
I've had this haircut my entire life.
That is not true.
Maybe not this stylish with the short sides like Jen does, but with just the part, and I'm done.
That's fair. I do distinctly remember seeing your pictures from like when you were in third grade. And you look like a tax attorney.
Oh, you're thinking of my high school ones. Yeah, my high school ones. I look like I'm a mortician.
Yeah, a good mortician though. A good mortician.
Oh yeah. Well, Yeah, maybe yeah. I'm good at my job, but I wouldn't trust me after hours. No, God, right? That's no. what I'm going to say.
Let's keep a camera on all times. Interestingly enough, Tim, Cameron Kennedy asks an interesting question here. How much do you think Bradley Cooper got paid for his appearance in here? I think it's so cool that he did it. I don't really care so much how much he got paid, but I think it's super cool that they got him for that, and that's what I'd love to see more in this. That's what was so fun about What If, and that's why I think that was a better use of sort of funds in this. This one just is so interesting because it's like it's 15 minutes of content all in. They could have done one short for 15 minutes and kind of told a story, a more intricate story, you think, but instead
the
they chose
is the kids, Nick. It like this is very targeted to kids, and these things perform ridiculously well. Disney was putting out stats for how people watch the Disney Plus stuff, and these kids just watch those shorts on loop for these characters.
But it begs the question, how do the kids find it? Because it's all over the place in the Disney UI.
Yeah, yeah, that is a big problem that I don't know how to solve, because there's just so much shit. But I will say that I was very impressed with the level of animation quality and just like what they put into this, where it's like, this is great, where it's like, damn, this is like, we are almost assuredly going to get a full-on CG Marvel project at some point, whether it's Disney Plus or theatrical. And I know that at this point, like, any MCU movies essentially 100% CG, but like legitimate like this, because this was very, very high quality for what it was.
Yeah, maybe they'll let her direct it, huh? That'd be kind of cool.
Kristen. Yeah, yeah, totally.
That would be fun. Who knows?
Greg, but what do you have? What bullshit do you have?
I wasn't going to bring it up. I wasn't going
to
bring it up.
Okay, but whenever he has his finger over his mouth, it's like, okay,
it's because I'm trying not to derail the show. In the chat, Matt says, can we expand on the I carried a bowl around thing? To which Caleb responds, it's from an old podcast. He was anxious about throwing up, so he carried a bowl. The irony is he threw up. They took the bowl away. To which Matt says, it made it sound like he was always worried that he would throw up. To which Caleb goes, from what I recall, he kind of was. That is 100% exactly. I was sick, and so they gave me the bowl so I could throw up in the bowl if I was going to get sick. But then after I was sick, I didn't want to give up the bowl because I was just now constantly afraid of throwing up. And they took away the bowl and I threw up, so I had to stick with the bowl for a while.
Your mother, Nick. God, your poor mother. every time I see Jamie Kennedy, I just want to give her a hug and be like, you did it. I don't know how you got through it. Patience of Job.
Yep. Yeah, fair enough.
Man,
fair enough.
Man. Greg Miller, please hit me with Haiku and Reviews theme song.
Seven syllables in the middle. You need five for the first and last line. If you're not poetic, no need to sweat it. Haikus don't need to rhyme. Haiku in review. Haiku in review. Everybody now stop.
You can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny to write your review in haiku form, just like two of you did. First off, Mr. Hoax 182 says, I can't help but think in the second episode, was that Love Sausage? And now that's an excellent point. If you guys don't remember what he's talking about, Love Sausage, character from The Boys, with the big old schlong.
Yeah. That's I did think of that. Yeah,
and the first thing I thought was, that looks like a dick. That looks like a dick.
Oh, the tongue, the little tongue bird.
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah, it looked like a little, it definitely did for sure.
Yeah, yeah. For so sure. good catch there, Mr. Hoax. And then we got the one haiku that I was entirely sure we were gonna get. So I am very thankful to whoever did this. They wrote in with the name I Am Groot.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote in to say, I am Groot, I am. I am Groot, I am Groot, I am Groot.
Perfect.
I am Groot. So it did the thing.
Makes sense.
Congratulations.
Makes sense.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much. That was our fun little look at I Am Groot, one of the first animated short projects from Marvel Studios. This year remaining, we have She-Hulk. We have Black Panther 2 for MCU. And unofficially announced yet with dates is Werewolf by Night Halloween special and the Guardians holiday special, which really excited to see what they do with specifically the Guardians one, because that James Gunn's been teasing that's like completely canon. It actually builds into setting up Guardians 3, so that should be kind of fun.
Very cool.
Yeah You look cool, Greg, with your glasses.
Thank you. My eyes hurt.
Not as cool as Nick in his Portillo outfit.
Quite
let us know in the comments below what you thought of Groot. Until next time, I love you all. Have a marvelous day.